We are God's little children, dear. We have a message we want you to hear.
Jesus came to earth as a babe. It's true. He came for me and he came for you.
This program you're about to see is for you, but also for me.
So sit very still and don't make a sound. Tonight's God's love will be spread around.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expected to be. The small town of Bethlehem was alive with activity. You see the merchant Jacob standing in the doorway of his shop. He stops to speak to some of the travelers.
Excuse me, sir. May I speak with you for a minute about your travels to the city? Are you here for the census?
I sure am. I've been walking a very long way.
What do you think about this Roman census?
I just don't like it, but I have no choice because of the law of the land. I have too much work to do and I'm far too busy to come to Bethlehem and bother with taxes.
Oh, here comes more travelers. Excuse me, no doubt you're here to pay your taxes.
We are. This has been such a long journey.
It seems to me that the least these Romans could do for our people would have been to let us register in our own hometown.
I agree with you, but Caesar doesn't care about us. He just wants our money.
You were right about that.
I've never seen Bethlehem so crowded. Where in the world are we going to stay tonight? Do you think you'll be able to find rooms?
Oh, I'm not worried. I arrived early and already have my room.
I sure wish we did. We better start looking.
Wish us luck.
Indeed, I do wish you luck. Hey, Levi, can you believe all these people in town?
Oh, I love it. These crowds are great for our business. The more people, the better. They're buying everything off the shelves with money in my pocket.
And nothing sounds better than the jingle of coins in our pockets.
You can say that again. Hey, Samuel, where are you going in such a rush? Shouldn't you be busy at the inn?
Levi, this is a nightmare. I just had to run out for more supplies and money for all these travelers. We're completely full. I've got to hurry.
Yes, I also have to go.
See you later, Levi. Oh, here comes some more travelers. What a day. Excuse me. No, you're here for the census.
Yes, I'm Joseph, and I belong to the house in the line of David. I'm in Bethlehem to register with my wife, Mary. We really can't talk with you right now. We must hurry to find a room for the night.
I'm sorry, but I have some bad news for you. There are no more rooms available anywhere.
What will we do? We must have a room for the night.
Don't worry, Mary. God will provide a place for us. Come along.
May I help you?
Yes, we would like a room for the night. Do you have a vacancy?
I'm sorry, sir, but there's not a single room available.
But there must be. My wife is so tired, she must have a place to rest for the night.
I'm sorry, sir, but there's not a single room left.
There has to be. My wife is going to have a baby, and it might be born tonight.
Oh, dear. Well, the only thing I could think of is perhaps you could use the stable. You can use the clean straw and bed and hay to make her bed there.
I'm sure it will.
Thank you for your kindness, sir.
Thank the Lord that we have a place to stay for the night, even though it is only a stable. I am so exhausted after this very long journey.